I recently attended 2024 Haberdashery, an event that focused on engaging students in circular and sustainable design skills. Eve Savage was the organiser of the event. She sat down with me to tell me a bit more about the inspiration behind this project.
My name is Eve Savage and I'm educational designer with the IKC3 project at MTU. Kerry, the IKC3 project stands for Ireland's Knowledge Centre for Carbon, Climate and Community Action. And we have a huge remit to develop out programmes and community engagement activities on a national scale. And one of our programmes that we've designed is the programme that we're here to discuss today, and that's the Haberdashery Circular and Sustainable Design Skills Programme, specifically designed for transition year students. Within MTU Kerry, we have about 20 people all working on a range of projects from a European level, national level, that are all focused on the circular economy, the bioeconomy, and sustainability. And I suppose, as part of these projects, we have we have an obligation to distill some of the information that we learn from across these projects in different universities all around Europe, down to the citizen level and into education for primary, secondary and third level also. And one thing we are also really conscious of is the fact that in the media there is such a lot of negative discussion around climate change. It can actually make people feel very disempowered, but we know through the companies that we work with and the other institutes on a European level, as I said, about the amazing innovations, technological innovations and scientific discoveries and the entrepreneurs that are actually creating businesses of the future that are extremely circular, extremely sustainable, that are working within the bioeconomy and actually have a huge positive impact on climate action as well.
I can see myself, there is a load of secondary school students sitting out there. If they took away one thing from this event, what would you think would be the most important thing for them to remember?
Is that they are the future. And they are the creator of all of the solutions to come. As I said, we hear such a lot of negative talk. I actually feel quite sorry for young people because they're landed with a whole set of, issues that were not of their design or of their creation. But yet here we are today with 320 plus students who will be designing and creating a whole host of products through this particular program, which is all around creating clothing, sportswear, footwear and accessories that are completely sustainable moving forward. So we talk about some of the issues that exist within the industry, and we've had a very linear economic model with regards to all manufacturing across all industries, and of course the clothing and footwear sector is no different to any of those, where I suppose you're effectively taking resources, making products and then just wasting or discarding at the end of that process. What we really want to demonstrate is that there's a circular model that you can apply that really designs out all of these waste opportunities and minimises those, and therefore is using far less resources, far less intense energy and water use in the production, and that people would understand and have the mechanisms really to keep items in use for longer. They can be repaired, they can be repurposed, they can be recycled, that we can recover valuable materials from them. And we do need to think about that on a global scale, on a European scale, but also here in Ireland, there's quite a long way to go with regards to having the right recovery system so that we're not wasting what we have here in our own regions. We are incredibly optimistic about the future. We ran the programme over the last 2 years in two very different guises. Year one was in the middle of COVID. And so, of course, it wasn't how we wanted to run it, but it was really so successful. We had some fantastic feedback from students and teachers. Then last year, we were able to run it in person, and we actually our staff physically went to individual schools. But this is what we always wanted. This was the dream from the beginning, was to be able to run huge scale events that would capture media attention. We had to turn away schools this year, like many schools. We couldn't fit them in this venue, even though we incredibly have about 320 students here today. So I suppose it's just a testament to the work that our team at MTU have done over the last year or two. And we want to scale this up, and we would really love to have to be able to attract some funding for this and develop it out, perhaps even on a national scale.
And just finally, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, there is one thing I'd like to share, and that would be my email address. So anybody can contact me about this programme. And the following email address is eve.savage@mtu.ie.
This event was all about the students. I spoke with one TY coordinator to see how his students responded.
I'm Ronan Redican. I'm the transition year coordinator for Mercy Mount Hawke Secondary School in Tralee. Well, the event here today is the circular economy haberdashery venture run by MTU. We've been involved with it for the last 3 years. It's been a wonderful eye-opener for the students about how fabric is sourced. And I suppose, given everything that's going on with the environment and ecology and everything, looking at alternative ways of providing fabric rather than just going to the same well and drawing from the denims and stuff that's using up a huge amount of resources, that looking at more environmentally friendly ways to provide fabric for clothing.
And how do you think the TYs respond to an event like this?
Well, the students are very aware already, given everything that's going on with the media. They're quite savvy when it comes to clothes and looking at getting rid of the idea of concept of fast fashion. So like many of the students are involved with Junketure as well. So they're aware that you can reuse and recycle and that there are alternatives to the traditional ways of providing fabric for design or clothes.
And do you want to tell me about some projects that they may have going on themselves, the current TYs?
Well, the current TYs, they're, as I said, they're working in Junketure, so they are heavily involved in preparing 3 or 4 dresses at the moment. So that's something that's been ongoing, and many of the other schools here would be involved in that as well. So that would be the main focus that they do on a day-to-day basis within the school, that group. So those projects really have a life of their own, and I think an event like this today will open their eyes to really the alternatives that are there and the additional ideas that other students might have about using different types of fabric.
And finally, is there anything else you'd like to add just to finish up?
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity for students. We're here in Ballygarry House Hotel. The students are among themselves. The first year it was done, we were all online in our own little classrooms and we had no concept. Last year they got to go up to the MTU, and this year, we've got schools from all over Kerry here. There's over 300 students in there and they're having a great time. But not only that, they're learning from each other and they're also learning from the designers who have given up their time to come in and talk to them. So it's a fantastic opportunity. We're very grateful to MTU for providing that.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Clothing designer Aoife McNamara was a guest speaker at the event. She spoke with me about what inspired her business model and where her love of sustainable fashion came from.
My name is Aoife McNamara and I'm the founder and CEO of Aoife McNamara Women's Wear Clothing. We use ethical materials and innovation to create our women's wear clothing. And I suppose for us, a big part of our ambition is to really try to redesign a fashion industry to offer more transparent, regenerative and circular fashion where we don't create any waste. So I think for me, it really started as a young girl. I'm obsessed with being in nature, being outdoors. I grew up going to the coast in County Clare all my summers. We live in the countryside, so it's always outside. So I think it grew having that love for nature. I've always wanted to study fashion design, and it only came to when I was in studying fashion design, I started to realise that the fashion industry is the second biggest polluter behind the oil industry in the world, which just blew my mind. I couldn't understand it. And I worked in the industry for a bit, and then I just felt like nobody was making big enough change. And that's when I decided to start up my own brand, because I suppose for me it's rooted really in, I suppose, an emotional spot, wanting to make change for the better, for the environment.
Do you want to tell me a bit about this event today, what you hope to kind of pass on to the student?
Yeah, what an incredible event, just to start with that. Like, I was coming in here, I was chatting to Eve and Helena, saying, oh my God, if I had this when I was in fourth year in school, like, wow, fashion, sustainability, I would have been dreaming. Like, incredible what they're doing here today for the fourth year students, even just to open up their eyes to sustainability. For me, I suppose I just want to come and share what I have learned so far, and I hope they can take a bit of what I have learned and what I'm currently trying to do with the fashion industry away with them today, and hopefully I inspire them in some way.
And if you had one piece of advice for maybe people listening who are trying to think about becoming more sustainable with their fashion, what would it be?
I think a big thing for me when it comes to being more sustainable with fashion, it's hard. It's really hard because we're surrounded by fast fashion. Everything is fast consumption these days. And I think for me, it's all about slowing down, taking a step back, looking at what you currently have in your wardrobe and really trying to buy less and buy more better. So I suppose looking at your wardrobe and not over consuming, and that's easier said than done, but I think the more you buy higher quality, the longer you'll have them. You can give them to your generations and generations to come. So for me, yeah, it's all about really creating that capsule wardrobe that you're going to rewear time and time again.
Dr. Helena McMahon from MTU spoke to me about how the TYs attending this event are part of the future of tomorrow.
My name is Dr. Helena McMahon and I am the co-lead of the Circular Bioeconomy Research Group at Munster Technological University. And the event we're at here today, the Sustainable Fashion event, is part of a project called the IKC3 project, which I'm leading out on. So that's Ireland's Knowledge Centre for Carbon, Climate and Community Action. So the Irish government is hugely invested in the advancement of skills across all sectors. And about 2 years ago, they put out a call for funding under the Human Capital Initiative, which is all around supporting industry upskilling and the advancement of new programmes and new trainings. So we put in a proposal in collaboration with Trinity College and with University College Dublin, all around advancing sustainability skills, not just within industry, but also within community. So supporting, I suppose, citizen understanding and of climate literacy and sustainability. So what they did, we were very lucky. They gave us €4 million for a 3-year project where we're supposed to focus intensely on the advancement of training and new programs and skills at the three universities. So I suppose what's really exciting about today is, as I mentioned, one of the pillars is advancing citizen skills, and we do fantastic work on that. And the second pillar then is all around advancing skills at second level, because these students here, and you can see how innovative they are, they're the workforce of the future. So it's really important for us to get to them now, particularly at transition level when they're looking at their senior cycle subjects, to really increase their awareness around sustainability, the circular economy, and how digital and design skills are really relevant for sustainability as well, to get them excited about sustainability careers in the future. So it's a great event and we're thrilled to be here.